Originally, the mayor wanted to transfer $3 million from the borough's land trust fund. That money is set aside for land purchases, but with assembly approval, can be used for just about anything. At the introductory hearing, Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, who narrowly lost to Pierce in last fall's general election, said using that fund doesn't balance anything.
And I'm sitting here looking at this land trust and I'm thinking, why do we need to move $3 million from the land trust to quote unquote balance a budget when we have $18 million in our general fund? You're not really balancing a budget by using a savings account. You're still deficit spending any way you look at it. So use the money that you have there and leave this for what it was supposed to be for, which was for our land trust.
At the meeting where Hutchings made her comments, a number of teachers also spoke out for more robust funding that has been proposed by the administration. The notion that Mayor Pierce had that evening is now a proposed amendment to his original ordinance, asking for enough extra money from the land trust fund to fully fund the school district's budget.
I want to caution you. Here's you an option. Take another $1.5 million out of the land trust fund and put, I've heard the educational comments tonight. Let's make sure our kids get a good education. You've got ordinance 2017-19-21. Go in and revise it. Change it from $3 million to $4.5 million.
That amendment is on the agenda for the Assembly's next meeting, but the real battle will take place May 1st, when the mayor's full budget is up for debate. A vote on the land trust transfer is expected, as well as a vote on another potential source of revenue at that meeting. Assembly will also vote on whether to put a sales tax increase on the fall ballot. Assembly members Kelly Cooper and Hal Smalley are sponsoring that ordinance, which would ask voters to approve a 0.5% hike in borough sales tax, raising an estimated annual $5 million. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.